This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Don't look at Christianity as a matter of comparative difference. I was this good, and now I'm really good. I was this decent and nice as a human being, but now I'm really nice. I'm really decent. That has nothing to do with it. The Lord is interested in radically changing your life and mine. And I think I can prove it from this text. First, let's talk about verse 33 again. They said to him, John's disciples often fast and pray, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but your disciples go on eating and drinking. I want to talk about fasting and praying. Fasting is a legitimate spiritual exercise. It means you go without food. Did you know the Pharisees, the devout Pharisees, would fast twice a week for 2 days? You wouldn't eat on Monday, and you wouldn't eat on Thursday. Nothing. Now, what if we said you need to fast all day tomorrow? You're not going to eat anything. Forget about that business lunch you got planned tomorrow. You're going to fast. You know that gathering you were going to go to on Thursday? Forget it. You're going to fast. And they had a sense of pride in fasting because it called attention to the person doing the fasting. And listen to this. Fasting is not about calling attention to you or me. It's about calling our attention to the Lord. When you fast, it means you go without food for a meal, 2 meals, 3 meals, or a week, whatever the case may be. And that's a heavy-duty thing. I don't take fasting lightly. I know I've told you this before, but Annie and I have a minister friend in South Carolina who fasted, wanted to be like Jesus. He's sincere as he could be, and wanted to fast for 40 days. And around day 30, he was hallucinating. His family took him to the doctor, and the doctor said, "You get off this fast right now. You're going to die. You're going to kill yourself after 30 days of not eating anything." And so it can be very serious business, fasting. And so fasting was a spiritual exercise. But you know what? People fast and they just don't know it. I've been to the hospital where someone's been injured in an accident. I've been to the hospital where someone's having critical surgery, major surgery. And I'll just look up at somebody in the waiting room and say, "You know, Mary, have you had lunch?" I'm not even thinking about food. "John, have you had anything to eat today?" "No, I'm not thinking about food. I don't care about food." All they're focused in on is the person. They fasted for a spiritual purpose, but they didn't call it that. They didn't know it. Their mind was so focused on the sick person, on the person in surgery, the person who is in ICU, that was their focal point. So we all fast at different times. We just don't call it that, but there's a spiritual purpose to it. What did Jesus mean when he said, verse 34, "Can you make the guest of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. In those days they will fast." Jesus was talking about himself. Did you know the New Testament refers to the church as the bride of Christ, if in a figurative sense? It's figurative, symbolic, spiritual, and Jesus is the bridegroom. And so that's why this language comes to bear, and you get it, you say, "Oh, the bridegroom will be taken away." Could that be a reference to the cross? Yes, you got it. Could it be a reference to the death of Christ on the cross? Absolutely. The bridegroom will be taken away. But Jesus is saying, while the bridegroom's here, we're going to celebrate joy. Wherever Jesus is, there's joy. If anything, the kingdom of God is about joy. C.S. Lewis would say this, "The serious business of heaven is joy." I love that. The serious business of heaven is joy. And I want to talk about change because of the illustration Jesus uses.
Well, we'll continue this message from Luke, the 5th chapter, tomorrow on Cross Hope. You do know our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.